Fiat lux et facta est lux. Let there be light, and the light was made. These are among the very first words of sacred scripture and explain how God created the light by a free act of his will and through his word out of nothing. We notice how God created the light, but the scripture does not say that he made the darkness. And that's because darkness does not have positive existence. Rather, it consists in the absence of light. And so we see how light, being made by God, also carries his imprint, while darkness, not being made by God, does not bear any resemblance to God. Light carries God's imprint first and foremost in that it exists. God exists, in fact, his essence is existence, and so does light. But light also carries God's imprint in that it illumines and gives off heat, just as God illumines the mind with his truth and inflames the heart with charity, with his love. Because light carries the imprint of God, the scripture tells us that the light was good, just as God is good. For this reason, traditionally in our churches, we have large windows to allow in as much natural light as possible. It is symbolic to have this space reserved for the worship of God and the offering of a pleasing sacrifice to him to be filled with light. On the other hand, can anyone think of any buildings that are constructed in such a way as to keep as much light out as possible? Any buildings without windows? How about the local Masonic lodge? Is this type of architecture coincidental, or does it really reflect a spiritual disposition, a desire to keep God, light, truth, and love out of the building, out of minds and hearts? We know that St. Maximilian had a special interest in converting our brothers, the Masons. While studying in Rome, he actually asked permission to go to the lodge and to speak to the head Mason in an attempt to convert him. He wasn't allowed to go, but St. Maximilian did have recourse to prayer and made his personal addition to the prayer which is found on the miraculous medal. O Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee, and for all who do not have recourse to thee, in particular the Masons, and for those recommended to thee. That was St. Maximilian's prayer. My brothers and sisters, let us be children of God in this world created by him, but so estranged from him. Let us be children of the light and of the truth, bringing the light of truth to a world steeped in spiritual darkness, excluding no one from our love or from our prayers, but rather praying especially for those most in need. As St. Maximilian once said, with what intention ought we to offer the Holy Rosary? Don't you think that the best intention is that the Masons convert as soon as possible? Or rather, that they even enroll themselves in the militia of the Immaculate, and with the desire to make reparation for the evil they have caused up until now, put themselves to work with great fervor for the salvation of souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.